哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家晚安。
哈利路亚 ，Good evening to all brothers and sisters。
今天下午，今天晚上，我们一起来学习的题目是亚撒王的痛脚。
This evening's the topic for mutual encouragement is the aching feet of King Asa。
中文有一句形容的话，就是一个人的痛脚到底是什么呢？
There's a Chinese saying。Says that there's a pain in one's foot. What does that mean?
痛脚都代表一个人的缺点或是弱点。
This aching feet means referring to one's weakness.
就是这种弱点、这种缺点呢，平常不容易被人家发觉的。
And this kind of shortcoming is not easily observed by others.
尤其是我们自己的话，会把它隐藏得非常的好。
Especially if it happens to ourselves, we probably cover it up.Very well.
但是当有一天我们的对头发现我们这些隐藏的一些软弱的时候
But in one of those days, our rivals were to find out some of our shortcomings.
他就会抓住不放
Then they will grab hold of it and not let go.
就是所谓的抓住别人的痛脚或者是被人抓住痛脚的意思
So that means to say that someone will grab hold of the pain of your feet.
其实我们每一个人都有一些痛脚
I believe that every one of us do haveSome pain in our foot.
有一些软弱哦。
And that means that we all have some weaknesses.
在旧约有一个王，他的脚也非常的有名。
In the Old Testament, there was a king also having pain.
他的脚啊，不是因为很跑得很快而出名。
Not because he ran too fast that became famous.
也不是因为他的脚长得很漂亮。
It's not because that his feet was beautiful that was famous.
他出名的原因。就是因为他因为一个很小的脚病啊，一个脚痛啊，竟然会弄到他的死亡。
Then the reason why he was famous, however, because he has a diseased feet that caused his death.
本来从很小的脚病开始。
It all began with a minor pain from his feet.
到最后呢，竟然因为这个脚痛啊，脚病啊而去世。
Eventually, he was killed by this disease at feet.
他的名字就叫做亚撒。
And his name is Asa.
所以今天晚上我们要引用他的一些历史来寻找一些属灵的参考跟教训。
And this evening, we'd like to use this history of his to share with you.
亚撒王到底是谁呢？
Who is King Asa actually?
我们请打开历代之下的第十四章啊。
Let's turn to
Second Chronicle.
Second Chronicle chapter 14.
历代志下十四章。
Second Chronicles chapter 14.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1. As Abijah rested with his fathers and was buried in the city of David, Asa his son succeeded him as a king, and in his days the country was at peace for 10 years.
我们从上个礼拜开始都讲过了。
And the past week we have spoken about.
以色列百姓他们在大卫王带领之下建立一个非常强大的帝国。
Under the ruling of King David, they have formed a very fortified country.
大卫虽然他一生啊，不是很完美。
Even though David's lifetime was not a perfect one.
但是呢，他一生啊还是紧紧的跟随着真神。
But then in his entire lifetime, he has followed God.
所以神祝福他。
Therefore, the Lord blessed him.
也是给他一个非常有智慧的儿子，叫做所罗门。
And also gave him a very wise son by the name of Solomon.
这个我们都知道了。
We all know that.
非常有智慧。
And he was the wisest man of all.
他也是非常拥有一切最大的财富。
And he also is one of the wealthiest person.
但是所罗门王到老的时候离开真神。
But then at the very last stage of the life of King Solomon, he departed from God.
所以国家呢，就分在他死后就分裂了。
It was at that time the country was split up.
分裂成为南北两个国家。
It was split up into north and southern kingdom.
上个礼拜五呢，我们讨论过罗伯安王，就是所罗门的儿子，他的一些教训。
So last week we have talked about King Jeroboam and also his teachings.
那么这个亚撒王呢，就是分裂之后的这个第二个王帝了。
So then this King Asa was the second king after the split up.
他是属于南朝犹大国的。
And he belongs to the kingdom of Judah, which belongs to the south.
这个王呢，一开始的时候呢，非常的好。
At the beginning, this king was very good.
我们看第二节。
Let's read verse 2. Verse 2, Asa did what was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God.
Verse 3,
he removed the foreign altars and the high places, smashed the sacred stones, and cut down the Asherah poles. Verse 4, he commanded Judah to seek the Lord and the God of their fathers, and to obey his laws and commands. Verse 5, he removed the high places and his incense altars in every town in Judah, and the kingdom was at peace under him. Verse 6, he built up the 45 cities of Judah since the land was at peace. No one was at war with him during those years, for the Lord gave him rest.
Okay, 这个亚撒王跟他的父亲有一点很大不一样。
There's a great difference between King Asa and his father.
他的父亲耶罗波安不是敬畏神的。
His king Rehoboam was not a godly person.
但是呢,他自己呢,却是敬畏真神。
But then himself, he was a very godly person.
他一上任之后啊,
and after he is reigning,
推行了很多的改革。
He has pushed a lot of revolutions.
外邦神的神台呢,打碎。
And all those altars belongs to those false gods were destroyed.
肯下很多的木偶。
And also he also destroyed a lot of idols.
当时候有很多的秋坛。
And at that time there was a lot of those altars.
也有很多拜太阳的一个日像。
And some of the altars that worship the sun.
但是呢, 亚撒王一上场就通通把它打碎,通通把它拿走。
After King Asa became ruling, he immediately destroy all these altars.
为什么亚撒王会这样做呢?
Why did he want to do that?
我没有了解,要做这样的改革一点都不容易。
We knew that such a revolution was very difficult to realize.
因为在大之前,百姓已经习惯了拜偶像。
Because in the past, all those people in the country were very used to worshipping idols.
拜了很久了。
They have been worshipping idols for the longest time.
现在你一 开始要把它拿走的话,
but then out of sudden you have taken all these away,
遇到很大的阻力的,
then there will be a lot of impediments.
甚至可能会政治上可能觉得不安全呢,
maybe till the extent of a political crisis.
可能别人会反对他,
maybe there are people who oppose him.
但是为什么他还会这样做呢?
But why did he want to do that?
因为他心里有一个非常认真的想法。
It is only this one reason that is in his heart.
他知道说要改变了。
He knew that he needed a change.
我的父亲,我的祖父,因为离弃了神,
because my father and my grandfather departed from God, therefore my nation has not enjoyed peace from God. And we have been suffering for a long time. And we must make a change.
而最大的改变,最重要的改变,
and the greatest change of all is not economically. It is not politically. The most important change of all is a change of your heart.
从宗教,
right from religion and also the relationship between people and God.
所以啊,他一把这些东西拿走之后,
so after he has destroyed all these.
从第四节、第五节、第六节强调好几次，说神是给他平安，神是给他们平安，神是给他们平安。
Therefore, verse 4, 5, 6, repeatedly it says, Lord gave him a rest.
第七节,
at verse 7, let us build up these towns, he said to Judah, and put walls around them with towers, gates, and bars. The land is still ours, because we have sought the Lord our God. We sought him, and he has given us rest on every side. So they built and prospered.
亚撒王一开始看得非常的清楚。
So at the beginning, King Asa have seen all this very clearly.
问题的本身是我们过去没有寻求耶和华。
The root to all these problems is because they have never seek after God before.
现在我们要回来。
So now they wanted to return.
其他才会改变。
So then the rest of the change will follow.
今天我们人有时候看不清楚这个重点。
Today as people, we often neglect such an important point.
有时候我们会想自己为什么我得不到祝福。
Sometimes we think to ourselves that why do we not bless?
是不是我工作不够用功?
Is that because I didn't work hard enough?
是不是我这方面忽略了?
Or is there something that I really ignored?
其实我没有忽略啊。
As a matter of fact, I didn't ignore anything at all.
我们很努力啊。
I'm very hardworking.
所得的确实不多,
but then what I've received is only a so handful.
也可能得了很多,
or perhaps I have received a lot.
但是里面却没有平安,
but then within it, there was no rest.
所以亚撒王一上场, 问题的本身是我们自己。
So when first King Asa came to his kingship, he found that the problem it was within him.
So he 把国家里面的偶像先拿走。
So then he first of all he destroyed all the idols in the nation.
今天从那个时候开始他就有平安了。
At that time, he began to enjoy rest from God.
我们今天想一想,
so today we must think.
在我们的生命当中,
in our lifetime.
在我们的生活当中,
in our everyday life.
在我们的心里面,
in our heart.
在我们的家庭里面,
in our family.
有没有可能有一些偶像?
Is there some kind of idols that exists?
当然我们今天已经是基督徒了。
Of course, today we are all Christians.
我们可能不会笨到说会拿一些外邦神的偶像放在家里。
We're probably not that foolish to put any of those idols worshipped by those non-believers at home.
但是有时候我们会不小心呢。
But then there are times that were very unattentively.
啊，有一个信徒啊。
There was a members of our church.
常常有一个常常会头痛。
He always feel a headache.
很不平安呢。
He always feel no peace.
祷告祷告怎么都没用。
Doesn't matter how he pray, he just cannot feel any peace.
为什么这样子呢？
Why was that so?
他后来想一想。
And then he began to think.
哇，原来是去日本啊，玩的时候买那个风铃啊，去庙里面参观了，买那个风铃回到家里挂。
Then he suddenly realized he has bought this one bell from Japan when he was touring.
因为在日本很多庙嘛，里面都卖纪念品。
And there was a lot of temples in Japan that sell all these ornamental bells.
他以为是好看而已啊。
So he thought that there was only an ornament.
其实经过偶像的，经过的开光的，都是跟这个偶像的，跟拜偶像的事情有关系的。
So as a matter of fact, for those that has been prayed or blessed in the temple, those items are belongs to the devil.
所以他把它拿走。
So then he discarded that.
祷告悔改。
And then he pray and repent.
所以说医治他。
And God has healed him.
有一次我们去一个新的地方啊，来布道，来传福音。
So there was once that we went to this one place to preach.
我们传说你们要祷告求圣灵。
And then I told them that you have to pray for Holy Spirit.
感谢神啊，那些青年人啊，都一起很单纯的来求圣灵。
So all these young people were very simple, so they came and prayed.
祷告的时候都说方言，说灵言。
So a lot of them pray in tongue.
但是有一个呢，很特别。
But then there was this one person was very strange.
他祷告的时候呢，那种灵言呢，跟我们讲的不一样的。
So the way that he prayed in tongue was very different from the rest of us.
他是啊，那种嘴巴不是那种舌头跳动的，跟圣经不一样。
He didn't pray with his tongue moving, just like what was described in the Bible.
他祷告完就很累。
So after his prayer, he was exhausted.
但从这样我们知道有奇怪了。
From that time, I knew something must be wrong.
那么圣灵不一样，那祷告完就很累的。
Holy Spirit will not exhaust you after prayer.
圣灵受灵言是舌头挑动，而不是说哇，你们嘴巴控制不了乱讲话。
When you speak in tongue, your tongue will move involuntarily, but it doesn't mean that it's utterly uncontrolled.
不是说那个嘴巴哈，那个 mouth move 啊，还是讲很多其他的那种语言这样，不是。
It doesn't mix with any language from your lips or mouth. Uttering.
所以我们就问他。
So then we question him.
你房间里面或是你家里有没有放一些不干净的东西？
Have you ever placed any idols or that items that is unclean in your room or in your home?
因为你得到了这个不是圣灵。
Because this spirit that you receive was not Holy Spirit.
他想一想，没有啊，没有东西啊。
Then he think about it and he said that there wasn't anything.
没有拜偶像啊。
I didn't worship any idols.
你再找找看，我们再想想看。
Then, could you please just keep on think about it?
到后来回家再想一想，有了，妈妈在我出国之前给我一个符啊，护身符啊，放在一个包小信封里面。
And after I my mother came back from abroad, she gave me this
this chanted paper, huh?
This chanted paper.
是保护我的啊。
And it's supposed to protect me.
我又从来没有去理它，把它放在抽屉里面。
Because I never care about it, so I just left it in a drawer.
但是因为现在他要来寻求道理。
But then he's here to pursue after the truth.
魔鬼不想放过他。
A demon doesn't want to let him go.
所以透过这些东西来骚扰他。
So through those things, they harassed him.
因为之前有一天晚上啊，他说很奇怪。很奇怪，有一种很在房间里面有一些很奇怪的感觉啊，看到不知道什么东西。
Because there was once in the evening when he felt something strange in his own room.
找到问题了。
Then now he realized that was the source of a problem.
告诉他说，这个奉主耶稣圣名，把它拿去丢掉。
So then we told him that you must, in the name of Lord Jesus, throw that away.
感谢神，他很顺服。
So thank God that he was very submissive.
没有再看到那些奇奇怪怪的东西。
Then he no longer sees any strange things.
再次祷告，再求圣灵。这次之前那个灵不见了，这次真的被圣灵充满。
So then he prayed for Holy Spirit again. The spirit that he had before departed from him, and this time Holy Spirit came on him.
所以有时候我们很小心。
So sometimes we have to be careful.
不要以为说啊，这个是装饰品啊，这个是好看的。
We shouldn't regard of this is only an ornament.
任何东西。不圣洁的，跟偶像有关系的，我们不要把它引到家里面去。
Anything that is unclean, you should never bring it back to your home.
那么亚撒王啊，他一上场就把一些不干净的偶像的东西通通拿走。
So King Asa, after he gained his kingship, he destroyed all these altars and idols.
这个真的有平安了。
That's the reason why he has rest from God.
那我们今天有时候有一些偶像啊是无形的。
Sometimes idols these days are invisible.
什么就是偶像？
So what do we mean by idols?
偶像就是代替真神的东西。
Idols are things that replaces God.
就是在你生命当中任何东西很重要，重要到已经超过神的位置，就是偶像了。
Anything that in your life that was so important to you that surpasses the position of God in your heart.
如果我们把神的位置把它拿走了，用偶像来代替的话，一定没有平安的。
So if we were to replace God with these idols that we have,then definitely you will not have peace.
想想看，有没有偶像？
Think about any idols that you have.
有。
Of course.
有时候我们把金钱、把事业成为偶像。
Sometimes we regard a career or money as an idol.
觉得它是最重要的。
We think that those are the most important.
它很重要，是生活的方法，但是不是人生的目标啊。
Those are very important in one's life, but it is not the only goal in your life.
想想看，还有什么偶像
？Think about any other idols.
啊，有些时候啊，可能我们的儿女变成偶像。
Sometimes our daughters become our idol.
啊，像亚伯拉罕。
Just like Abraham.
年老的时候得到一个儿子。
So when he was very old, he had this son.
为什么神要把他献出来
？Why God wanted him to offer up his son?
要考验他。
Just want to test him.
啊，有人解释说，因为可能他年老得到儿子，哇，把这个儿子看得很宝贵啊。
So because he had this son when at very old age, therefore he treasured this son very much.
当然我们本来就是要疼爱自己的孩子。
Of course we have to love our children.
但是太过头了就不好了。
But then if you overly spoiling your kids,
可能亚伯拉罕以前每天都是耶和华主啊神啊祷告，现在每天都 Isaac 啊。
So in the past, Abraham may be praying to God every day, but now it replaces with his love for his children every day.
无论任何的东西啊。
So it doesn't matter, regardless of anything.
当我们把它看成是最重要的。
If we regard it as the most important things of all,
它就成为我们心中的偶像。
Then it becomes idols of your heart.
只要一成为心中的偶像，一定没有平安的。
And as soon as it becomes an idol in your heart, you will no longer have peace.
神的位置不能被取代了。
Because the position of God can never be replaced.
所以感谢神，他寻求神，四境都得平安了。
So thank God that he has rest all of his life.
但是呢？平安的日子没有过得很久。
But then he has this time of rest for not too long.
有时候我们在想，敬畏神的人应该顺顺利利才对啊。
Sometimes we thought to ourselves, for people who are very godly, they should enjoy peace all the time.
我们常常心里面画一个等号，说啊，敬畏神的就应该顺利。
So sometimes we trying to put an equation to as God, godly means peace.
啊，不听话的应该得到刑罚才对啊。
So for those who are not obedient, it's just like having no peace.
这种观念呢，好像已经在我们脑海里面了。
So this kind of
concept
is has dwelt in us.
所以当我们碰到敬畏神的人竟然不顺利，不好的人竟然很顺利的时候，我们就解释不到了。
So sometimes we see people who are very godly, but yet they are not prosperous, or people who are not godly at all, but they are enjoying prosperity. Then you realize something that is conflicting.
但是神并不是这样想东西。
But then God does not think this way.
有时候神容许啊一些困难的事情啊临到敬畏神的人身上。
Sometimes God allowed adversity to happen in those godly persons.
我们看历代之下第十四章第九节。
Please turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 14, verse 9.
14章第9, 第10节.
Chapter 14, verse Verse 9. Zerah the Cushite marched out against them with a vast army and 300 chariots and came as far as Marishah. Verse 10. Asa went out to meet him, and they took up battle positions in the valley of Zephathah, near Marishah.
OK, 那这个时候呢, 古实王, 古实是现在的非洲, 非洲东部的一个军队, 一个王啊, 带了100万大兵来攻打犹大国。
So the king of Cushanai has brought 300,
One million soldiers
to battle against them.
100万大兵是非常的多啊。
So 1 million soldiers are quite numerous.
在中国啊, 中共啊, 差不多听说也是百万雄师啊, 也是百万的军队也是很厉害的人数来说。
In China, they also have over millions of soldiers.
所以古时又是非洲人, 非洲古时人非常的壮, 非常会打仗。
So the Cushites are the Africans today. They're very strong physically.
犹大国呢, 大概只有50几万的那个兵丁。
So in the kingdom of Judah, they only had 500,000 soldiers.
这个实力啊, 相差太远了。
Therefore, their strength are different very much.
好, 如果你是, differ very much. 如果你是犹大国的人,
if you are the people in Judah,
啊, 你会怎么想?
What will you think?
啊, 我们敬畏神呢? 我们把偶像除掉了。
So we are very godly. We have got rid of all these altars.
啊, 太平了一阵子了。
And then we had all this rest that we enjoyed.
但现在呢, 好像比以前更糟糕。
But now it seems to be worse than ever.
最强大的敌人呢, 100多万来攻打我们。
So this strong enemy of a million soldiers are coming here to fight with us.
会不会这样想?
Will you think of that?
如果我们所做的是对的, 为什么会遇到这种事情?
If we have done something right, why such a thing happened to us?
为什么神不继续保守我们?
Why God no longer protects us?
为什么敬畏神的人会遇到这样的困难?
Why a godly person will face this kind of adversity?
因为我们不想遇到这种困难啊。
It's because we did not want to face this kind of adversity.
但是信心呢, 要经过试验才可以考验。
But then your faith have to be trial in order to grow.
神既然 容许这种事情发生,
there's always the will of God in this kind of thing to happen.
人可以选择埋怨神,
as people, as men, we can choose to blame God.
可以说, 哦, 敬畏神都没有用了, 回去拜偶像算了。
So we can always say that, well, you know, worshiping God is useless. Let's go back to our idols.
但是我们可以另外一种想法,
but then we could think otherwise.
这个是一个靠神的好机会,
and this is an opportunity for you to go draw near God.
是我体验神的好机会。
It's an opportunity for you to experience God.
啊, 11节。
At verse 11, then Asa called the Lord his God and said, Lord, there is no one like you to help the powerless against the mighty. Help us, O Lord, our God. For we rely on you, and in your name, we have come against this vast army. O Lord, you are our God. Do not let man prevail against you.
亚撒这个时候非常有信心的。
So at that time, King Asa was full of faith.
有时候最大的困难会把人的信心呢提到极限。
Sometimes the greatest crisis of all can take away your great faith towards God.
为什么呢?
Why was that so?
因为已经没有东西可以靠了。
Because there was nothing that you think to yourself that you can rely on.
百万大军压境。
There was a million soldier that's coming over.
大家最紧张的关头。
And it's the most panicking moment.
亚撒做了一个非常 从真心真意长出来的祷告。
So then King Asa made this sincere prayer.
主啊, 只有你可以帮助软弱的, 胜过强盛的。
He said, Lord, there is no one like you to help the powerless against the mighty.
求你帮助我们攻击这个大军。
So help us, O Lord, our God, so that you can help us to come against this vast army.
结果呢, 很奇妙。
So miraculously,
其实奇迹啊, 常常发生。
As a matter of fact, miracles always happen.
只要一个人肯真的是谦卑悔改归向神的话,
as long as there is a person who is humble enough to kneel down and repent and pray.
最大的军队啊, 古时啊, 他们都败在犹太人面前。
So even the strongest army like Cushites, they have been defeated.
12节。
At verse 12, the Lord struck down the Cushite before Asa and Judah. The Cushite fled.
哇, 这句话非常有力量。
And this statement is very powerful.
今天什么是你的古时人?
So today, who are the Cushites to us?
今天什么是你的敌人?
So who are the enemies to us?
什么是你的困难的处境?
Who are the adversaries to us?
你自己解决不了的。
So are there things that are insolvable?
最大的敌人这里面的。
The greatest enemies of all these days are within you.
所以, 我们学习亚撒王。
So we have to imitate King Asa.
最困难的时候。
So at time of adversity,
没有别人可以靠了。
There was no one that you can rely on.
我们要学着靠神。
We must know how to rely on God.
保罗也有这种的经验。
So Paul had this kind of experience as well.
我们看哥林多后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
Chapter 1.
Chapter 1.
哥林多后书第一章第八节。哥林多后书第一章第八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 8. Verse 8, we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about the hardships that we suffer in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despair even of life.
第九节。
Verse 9, indeed, in our hearts we felt the sentence of death, but this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God, who raises the dead.
这句话保罗非常好的分享。
So this is a great sharing from Paul.
常常有一句话，人的尽头就是神的起头。
There was always this saying that when it comes to the end of man, it's the beginning of God.
这两节经节是最好的印证。
So these two verses are the great evidence of God.
保罗说啊，我之前在亚细亚传福音呢。
So Paul said that when he was preaching in province of Asia,
压力很大。
So he has encountered a lot of pressure.
整个地方的人都反对我们。
So there are people, a multitude of people against him.
犹太人呢，就要去抓打他们，要去要他们的性命。
And the Jews wanted to catch them and capture their lives.
被抓了。
So even when they were captured,
以为这是死定了。
They thought to themselves, "Well, probably I'm going to die this time."
结果死不了。
And then he didn't die.
因为他们靠神。
Because they rely on God.
靠着那是死人复活的神。
So they rely on God, that will resurrect people.
今天我们不要忘记，这个神是死人复活的神啊。
So today we should not forget that God is the one who resurrects the dead.
你走到尽头了吗？
So have you come to an end?
那个不是尽头。
It is not the end, so as to speak.
那个是神的起头。
It is the beginning of God.
我们要回来靠神。
We must return to God.
所以亚撒有因为有这个困难呢，他才进一步的体验神呢。
So because of King Asa facing this adversity, therefore he returned to God.
体验神之后，他的信心就更强了。
So after he experienced God, his faith were uplifted.
因为神差遣先知跟他讲话。
Because God has sent the prophet to talk to him.
历代志下的第十五章。
So please turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 15.
历代志下十五章第一节。
2 Chronicles chapter 15,
verse 1. 十五章第一节。
15 verse 1. The Spirit of God came upon Azariah, son of Oded. Verse 2. He went out to meet Asa and said to him, "Listen to me, Asa and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you when you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you."
就是先知告诉亚撒王的话。
So these are the words that the prophet has told King Asa.
这句话如果我们有笔的话，可以把它画下来，非常好。
If you have a pen, jot this down to mark it down.
也是神要跟我们讲的话。
So this is also the very words that God wants to tell us.
他跟以色列百姓讲。
Because he has told the Israelites.
你们如果顺从神
了。If you seek him.
如果顺从神，神就与你同在。
If you submit to God, God will be with you.
今天我们常常很喜欢说啊，愿主与你同在，愿神与你同在。
We always say, as an habit today, God will be with you.
我们每一个人都想神与我们同在。
We always, we wanted very much to have God to be present with us.
那神怎么样与我们同在呢？
But how can God be with us?
问题是说，我们自己有没有跟神同在？
The question is, are we with God?
第二节说， actually, 第二节再读一次，第二节很重要。
Let's read second verse 2 again. He went out to meet Asa and said to him, "Listen to me, Asa and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you when you are with him."
The Lord is with you when you are with him.
Yes. The Lord is with you when you are with him.
神常常想跟我们同在。
So the Lord always wanted to be with us.
但是我们自己跑开了。
It is we ourselves that departed from him.
然后我们就 complain， 神都没有跟我同在。
But then we complain that why God never be with us.
你自己也没有跟神同在。
Because you never be with God.
你没有常常亲近主。
Because you never draw near to God.
也没有常常读神的话。
Because you never read the words of God.
也没有常常为神打仗。
Because you never fight for the warfare of God.
有没有？
Have you ever?
如果有的话
If you have,
神一定与你同在
God will definitely for sure be with you.
如果你不与神同在，神怎么样与你同在
If you never be with God, how can God be with you?
我们常常说看不到神。
Sometimes, we often say that we cannot see God.
所以说你们寻找他都寻得见。
But it says here, when you seek him, he will be found by you.
真的有去找吗
have you actually trying to find him?
真的有好好的把圣经里面神的旨意找出来吗
Have you actually trying to find the will of God from a scripture?
常常我们说，都不晓得神的旨意是什么样。
We often, question that, we just don't know what the will of God is.
我们真的有去好好读圣经去了解神的旨意吗
Have we actually,read these words of God of the scripture.
先知又说
Then the prophet then said,
你们如果离弃神，他一定离弃你。
But if you forsake him, he will forsake you.
这里并不是说神先离弃你，然后你离弃神了，不是。
It doesn't mean that when you forsake God, then God will forsake you.
这就是人先做的，人先做的一个动作。
Then it says here that man has done this first.
因为你不要神了。
Because you didn't want God.
神也没办法了，神也不要你了。
So God has no other choice but to forsake you.
这句话很重要。
This is a very important phrase here.
神跟我们的关系都是互动的。
The relationship that God has given us is an interactive one.
先知的话强而有力。
Because the prophets, the words of the prophet are very powerful.
亚撒王听到了。
So King Asa has heard this.
我们继续看第三节。
Let's go on to verse 3. For a long time, Israel was without the true God.Without a priest to teach and without the law. Verse 4.
第三节这里说讲到世世时代的时候发生的事情。
So it talks about in the days of the judges that it happened.
以色列人不信真神没有律法没有祭司的教训已经很久了。
So Israelites have been living without God and without priests teaching and also without the law for longest time.
第四节但他们在极难的时候跪向神神就被他们寻见了。
So in verse 4, but in their distress, they turned to the Lord, the God of Israel, and sought him, and he was found by them.
我们想想看。
Think about this.
世世时代就是这个所谓的恶性的循环。
So in the days of judges, there was a vicious cycle.
犯罪。
There was sinning.
派先知神派天使去警告他们。
So God has sent this prophet to warn them.
不听，继续犯罪。
So they refuse to listen to. They continue sinning.
神把百姓交在外邦人手中。
So God has placed their lives into the hands of Gentiles.
他们受苦了，没办法了，求告神了。
Then they suffer. Then they ask for the Lord.
神救了他们了，他们又犯罪了。
So God has saved them. Then they sin again.
常常在这样恶性循环。
So it always went into this cycle.
已经很久了。
For a very long time.
这句话是神讲的。
This is what God said.
你们这样软弱已经很久了。
God said that you have been so weak for a long time.
你们离开我已经很久了。
You have departed from me for a long time.
应该要回来了。
It is time for you to return.
不要再流浪了。
You should not go astray anymore.
先知将鼓励他们。
So prophet has encouraged them.
第六节。
At verse 6.
第七节啊，第七节。
At verse 7. But as for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded.
在神告诉他们，你所做的很好，不要手软，要刚强，继续去做。
So God has encouraged them that be strong and do not give up, and your work will be rewarded.
亚撒听到这样的鼓励之后，哇，更有力气，更有力量去做一些改革的工作。
So after King Asa heard about all these statements, he was very encouraged. So he continue with his revolution.
从第八节开始，继续把那些不好的东西啊，通通除掉。
So then, beginning from verse 8, that he continued to get rid of those bad things.
带领百姓啊，守一个节期啊。
So he has led people into observing the
festivals.
The festivals.
第十六节。
At verse 16, King Asa also deposed his grandmother Maacah from her position as queen mother.Because she had made a repulsive Asherah pole.
亚撒王做件很重要的事情。
So there was a very important thing that King Asa has done.
他贬了他祖母的位。
He has deposed his grandmother's position.
这个祖母就是玛加。
So his grandmother was Maacah.
她是亚撒龙的女儿。
She is the daughter of Absalom.
是个很坏的人。
Absalom was a very, very wicked person.
她女儿也很会拜偶像。
So then his daughter also worshiped idols a lot.
亚撒很勇敢。
So King Asa was very, very brave.
他知道问题的源头就是我祖母。
He know that the root to all these problems are his grandmother.
我一边在除偶像，我祖母一边在继续把那些新的偶像拿进来。
And I have been trying to destroy all these idols on one hand, then my grandmother is worshiping idols on the other hand.
我出来出去还是有很多偶像，就是因为她。
So it doesn't matter how I get rid of these idols, it is all because of my grandmother that keep all this thing alive.
亚萨很勇敢。
So King Asa was very brave.
贬了他的位。
So he deposed his her position.
你不要再做，你不要再管政治了。
Oh, you shouldn't involve in politics anymore.
哇，这个是很勇敢的举动。
So it was a very bold move.
但是因为他要靠神，他要一定要把它做完。
Because as long as he wants to rely on God, that is only one thing that he has to do.
这告诉我们一点呢。
So this tells us one thing.
每一个问题都有问题的源头。
In every problem, there is always this root to the problem.
问题的源头一定要除掉，问题才会解决。
But then we have to get rid of this source of problem in order to solve it.
所以亚撒王现在可以说跑到他灵性的高峰了。
So King Asa has come to the plateau of his faith.
但是，当我们到了灵性高峰的时候，就很小心了。
Excuse me, has come to pinnacle of his faith. Therefore, when we are at our pinnacles of our faith, we must be careful.
通常如果不小心的话
，So usually when we are not careful,
到了灵性的高峰的时候，很多软弱就会跑出来。
When we are at the pinnacles of our faith, a lot of weaknesses will come out.
他有什么软弱呢
？So what kind of weakness that he have?
为什么导致他最后啊要那么可怜，死于这个脚痛呢
？Why did it lead to his aching feet and he has to suffer later on?
第一个软弱。
And the first weakness.
他靠人不靠神。
He rely on people, not God.
我们看第二节。
Let's read verse 2.
第二节。
Chapter 16, verse 2. Asa then took the silver and gold out of the treasuries of the Lord's temple and of his own. Let's begin with verse 1. In the 36 years of Asa's reign, Baasha, king of Israel, went up against Judah and fortified Ramah to prevent anyone from leaving or entering the territory of Asa, king of Judah. Verse 2. Asa then took the silver and gold out of the treasuries of the Lord's temple and his own palace and went in and sent to Ben-Hadad, king of Aram, who was ruling in Damascus. Verse 3. Let there be a treaty between me and you, he said, as there was between my father and your father, see, I am sending you silver and gold. Now break your treaty with Baasha, king of Israel, so he will withdraw from me.
好，这里要稍微解释一下当时的背景。
So I must explain a little bit about background of this.
亚撒王犹大国在南部。
So king of Asa, he is at the southern part of the kingdom.
他有个敌人，就是以色列王巴沙在北部。
So he has this one enemy at the northern part of the kingdom, which is King Asa.
以色列国
king Baasha.
以色列国比较大。
So the kingdom of Israel was a greater nation.
很久很久之前常常欺负犹大国。
So in the past, for the longest time, they have been bullying the country in the south.
但是因为神帮助亚撒，所以很久两个国家没有打仗了。
So because of the Lord's help, therefore King Asa had not engaged in battle for a long time.
但现在这个北国的这个巴沙王有些新的动作。
But then suddenly this king Baasha has some plannings.
他在边境一个大城拉玛总有个很大的城弄出来。
So at the at their boundary there was a great city, there was a big city called Ben-Hadad that they have gathered all these soldiers.
做一个 build a new city.
They built a new city.
Rama 在 Rama 这个地方。
They built a new city called Rama.
所以呢这里面挡住两国之间的一些人民的进出啊。
So the purpose of this city was to block people from entering or exiting the kingdoms.
那么亚撒王就很担心了。
So King Asa was very worried.
这样还得了？
So he thought that this problem is quite serious.
这不是挑剔这个跳印的这个动作啊？
So I think that's a way of
annoying 啊，就是 cause trouble 的意思。
They're trying to cause them into fight.
所以呢？亚撒王就动脑筋了。
So King Asa then think about this.
我要用政治的方法。
So he think of trying to use a political means.
我不要那么笨，自己去打他。
He didn't want to fight with him upfront.
他从那个库里面拿很多钱出来。
So then he get all these gold and silver from his treasuries.
去找另外一个国家的王，就是亚兰王，在他旁边的。
So he went to this another king in Aram.
告诉他说，你去帮我打他。
So then he told him that, well, you should fight for me.
这样呢，他们都没有办法继续建造这个城市了。
So that they will no longer be able to build this city.
哦，亚兰王说有钱收，当然好啊，好，我不能去打他，我是打手。
So King of Aram was more than glad to receive all this gold and silver because I'm good at fighting.
所以整个计划都很顺利。
So all this plan seems to be very good.
所以北边的王呢，不再造这个城市，他们走了。
So the kingdom at north no longer look for trouble.
他可能以为说，哦，我很聪明哦，不用自己去打，很有政治智慧的就解决这个问题了。
So he thought to himself that probably he was very smart to get rid of this problem.
啊，但是呢，神又派先知来骂他。
But then God has sent a prophet again to rebuke him.
第十六章第七节。
Let's read chapter 16, verse 7. At that time, Hanani the seer came to Asa, king of Judah, and said to him, Because you rely on the king of Aram and not on the Lord your God, the army of the king of Aram has escaped from your land, your hand.
啊，这里神呢，派先知亚拿尼来责备亚撒王。
So God has sent a prophet Ananias to rebuke him.
你以为自己很有智慧啊？
You think that you are so smart.
神不喜欢这种事情。
God doesn't like this.
神希望大家去靠他。
God wanted man to rely on him.
但是你自己以为自己很有智慧，自己去搞定。
But then you think that you're wise enough to solve this problem.
失去了信靠神的心。
And you have lost the heart of reliance of God.
我们这里讲一个观念。
So now we have to talk about this one concept.
我们常常以为啊。
We always think.
如果这个是神容许的。
If this is allowed by God,
一定会很顺利。
It will be very smooth.
对不对？也没有听过这种观念。
Have you ever heard about this concept?
如果是神的旨意的话，一定会很顺利的。
If it's the will of God, it will carry out very smoothly.
如果不顺利，大概不是神的旨意啊。
And if it didn't carry out smoothly, probably it's not the will of God.
也没有听过这种观念呢。
Have you ever heard about this concept?
应该有吗？
I think you must have.
哎呀，神啊，顺利的话，应该是你的旨意了。
Oh Lord, if this thing carry out very smoothly, I believe it's your will.
但是这样说，圣经里面有没有根据？
But then if you look at the scripture, is there any supporting evidence?
巴沙王，这个时候亚撒王啊，做这个事情很顺利啊。
So King Asa has carried out his own plan very smoothly.
拿钱请人去帮他当打手，打完了自己不用做什么。
So he has spent all this gold and silver and asked somebody to fight for him and everything seems to be very smooth.
过程非常顺利。
And the entire process was very smooth.
整个事情都不是神所喜欢的。
But then the entire phenomenon was disliked by God.
我们思考一下。
Think about this.
有时候我们会这样，会不会这样想？
Sometimes we will think this way.
神啊，我去买六四九 six one nine 啊。
Let's buy this lottery 649.
如果你要我的话，你要与我中奖的话，你祝福我啊。
So, God, if you want me to win this lottery, let me win it.
有些人说啊，神啊，我去打麻将。
Some people may say that, oh Lord, please allow me to play mahjong.
我去赌博啊。
So then, allow me to gamble.
如果不是你的旨意的话，你中途阻挡我。
So if it's not your will, please stop me in the middle.
好像也没有遇到阻挡啊。
And it seems that there was no people stopping me from playing gambling.
说不定回来还赢到一些钱呢。
Or perhaps even I want some money.
是不是神的旨意？
Are we saying that this is the will of God?
是不是顺利的就是神的旨意呢？
Are we saying that when things that went smoothly are the will of God?
圣经没有这样讲。
The Bible didn't say so.
你可以做得很顺利。
You can carry out things very smoothly.
不一定是神所喜欢的事。
But then it's not necessary the will of God.
但是到最后神会差先知来告诉你。
But eventually God will send a prophet to tell you.
你这样就不对啊。
Because it's wrongful.
你以前那么大的困难，我都帮你了。
In the past, you faced such a calamity. I have assisted you.
现在人家都没有说要打你，你人家盖一个城市而已，你是怕的要死。
But then now there was nobody fighting against you. There was only building a city. Then you were so afraid.
你看我的心跑到哪里去了？
Where are the heart of relying on me?
这是我们最容易犯的一个通病。
This is a common mistake that we always make.
遇到生死的关头，我们都会靠神的。
When we face a problem of life and death, we'll rely on God.
100万大军压倒了，你不靠神，你靠谁？
If there's a million soldiers that come forward to you, will you rely on God or yourself?
所以在大事的时候，要生要死的，哎呀，那个时候啊，痛哭流涕啊，祷告啊，这样。
So when things that may cause life or death, then you will pray to God very earnestly.
但是平常在相对的比较小的事情上面，我们想说靠自己就可以了。
But in everyday life, when we face so-called minor problems, then we rely on ourselves.
哎呀，神太忙了，这个不要吵他。
We think that God must be very busy. Let's not try to annoy him.
自己解决了，反正表达自己有智慧啊。
So if you try to solve yourself, it means that you are wise.
但是神不喜欢这样。
God dislike that.
但是很可惜啊，亚撒先知去骂他，他就不听。
But it was unfortunately that when prophet went to King Asa, he didn't want to listen.
第十节。
At verse 10, King Asa was angry with the seer because of this. He was so enraged that he put him in prison. At the same time, Asa brutally oppressed some of the people.
成功可以完全改变一个人。
Success can totally change a person.
完全改变。
Can entirely change a person.
可以从很谦卑变得很骄傲。
Somebody can be changed from total humility to pride.
以前亚撒很谦卑的。
So in the past, King Asa was very humble.
成功太久了。
Because he has long enjoyed the success.
他不听话了。
He no longer want to listen anymore.
先知去责备他，他就怒恨先知。
So God has sent this prophet to rebuke him, and he was enraged.
今天我们有没有这种情况？
Are we having this kind of situation?
如果神的工人哪一些你听起来觉得很刺耳的信息给你。
If sometimes the worker of God has given you a message that is not of your liking,
你会不会怒恨先知？
Will you be enraged?
还是我们会反省？
Or will you do an self-examination?
亚撒没有反省，他把先知放到监牢里面去了。
So King Asa did not examine himself. Instead, he put the seer into the prison.
到最后呢？
And eventually,
我们看十二节。
At verse 12, 12. In the 39th year of his reign, Asa was afflicted with a disease in his feet. Though his disease was severe, even in his illness, he did not seek help from the Lord, but only from the physicians.
亚撒王啊，是怎么死的呢？
So how did King Asa die?
不是战死沙场。
He didn't die in a battlefield.
不是被敌人杀死。
He was not killed by anyone.
也不是活得很老了，很自然的死。
He didn't die of old age.
他是脚病而死的。
He died of a disease that he had in his feet.
这个病本来从很小，但是拖了变得很大。
So then this disease actually grew to become very severe eventually.
有人说是痛风啦，或者是关节炎啦，或者是糖尿病啦，不一定，这里圣经没有讲。
Some people might say that it's rheumatism or actually it's diabetes.
重点是
but it's not set here.
重点是他只靠医生不靠神。
But the problem here is that he only rely on the physicians, not the Lord.
靠医生没有错。
So it is true to rely on physicians.
生病每个人都去看医生。
I think that everyone sees doctors when they are ill.
但是看医生同时也要祷告啊。
But then when you see all these physicians, you must pray at the same time.
但是亚撒王到最后他很坚持了，我只看医生就好了。
But then King Asa insisted till the end that he wanted the physicians.
神为什么让他生这个病？
So God, why did the Lord allow him to have this disease?
生病有时候是神用来提醒我们一些事情那种方法。
So sometimes illness is served as a reminder for us.
希望他改变了，不要那么心硬啊。
So that we can change and can no longer be so hard-hardened.
不要把先知关着了，把他放出来。
So you should not imprison the prophet, you should let him out.
结果他不要。
But he didn't want to do that.
不反省自己。
He does not want to examine himself.
只靠医生不靠神。
He only depend on physicians, not the Lord.
到最后他的痛脚让他死亡了。
And eventually, this diseased feet has killed him.
今天我们想想。
And today we must think.
我们有没有痛脚？
Have we ever had this aching feet?
有没有隐藏的软弱，我们不愿意去改变它？
Have we have this weakness that we did not want to change?
有没有这种想法，只靠医生不靠神？
Have we ever have this thought of depending on physicians, not the Lord?
没有错，我们生死关头，我们都会靠神。
Of course, in time of life and death, we'll rely on God.
但是平常的生活当中有没有靠神？
But in our everyday life, are we depending on God?
我们不要有一个痛脚。
We should not have this aching feet.
更不要让这个痛脚啊，要我们灵性上的死亡。
And we should not have this diseased feet that lead to the death of our spirit.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
355首.
Please sing hymn number 3.